Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion. Uliyuchad, Rufuas Golem, Gabriela, Matan, Ben Devorah, Elisha, Ben Ruti, Betzal, Ben Batya. It says in the Torah, Kadosh, Yisu, B'nei Yisrael, Me Ramse, Sukosa. And this is based on the Sefer HaKadosh, Maski, L'Shlomo. In the Targum, Yonasan, Ben Uziel, Targum that's Miyuchas to Yonasan ben Uziel. And in the Yalkut it says, Taman is Chafiu, Shivas Anane Yikala. And there they were covered by seven clouds of glory. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says in the Yalkut in Parashas Bo, Ein Sukas Ela Anane Akavod, Shenemar Ki Al Kol Kavod Chupa. So these Sukos are Anane Akavod, because these are Anani HaKavod, and these are called Kavod, Chupa. It's a sukkah, it's a covering. Like what we call a chupa. So that's the, these sukkahs, when it says they went to sukkahs, that means they were covered by Anani HaKavod. Now, we also find the Ananim explicitly in Parashas B'Shalach, V'Hashem Alech L'Fneim Yom V'Miranan V'Layla B'Mureish. Nevertheless, that's already much later. But here we see from the time they already left Egypt, they already had these Ananim. So what do we need Ananim here at the very beginning when they go from Ramses to Sukkot as they leave Egypt? Why do we need Ananim from the get-go? So we can understand this based on what we find in the Torah, that there were two editions of Chidush Tzuvas HaAdam. Two editions of the creation of man. One is Adam b'maisa bereishis, v'yitzar Hashem Elokim as Adam. And the second is Adam b'yitzias Mitzrayim of Klal Yisrael, as it says in Yechezkel Lamed Daled, v'atem tzoni tzon marisi, Adam atem l'chazal darshan, atem kriyim Adam, Velo umos av haolam ravodizara of the avodizara kriyam adam. That true man is a Jew. Yevam esamach aleph. So that's what was created when we left Egypt, was the second mahadura of Adam. The Jewish people were chosen to be the am segula after we lost the shame Adam in the first mahadura, as we see in Xeris Amabel, vayinochim Hashem. Kiasas ha'adam ba'aretz, that God regretted having made Adam. So now that's the Mahadura Rishayna of Adam, didn't work out. So now we have the Mahadura Shni of Adam. We have the second edition of man, and that's the man that's coming out of Mitzrayim. So now we can learn Chiddush Adam from Chiddush Adam and Bria Mibria. So since we find by Brias Adam Arishan, that they were also Anani HaKavod. So too, when we create the second man, the second Mahadura, the second edition of man, the Adam, the Kedusha, B'Shas, Tzias Mitzrayim, they're also going to be Anani HaKavod. And where do we find Anani HaKavod? At Brias Adam HaRishon, it says in the Torah, V'Eid Yalem and Aretz V'Hishkas Kol Panei Adam, there was this aid, there was this precipitation, this cloud that came up from the earth and watered the all the land. V'yitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'adam. Rashi says, "Linyan b'riyas shaldim helatom v'shkanan l'shvo safra v'nivra adam." In other words, God brought up this cloud, and then there was water, and then with that He created man. That He took the water, and together with the afra min aretz, and He kneaded them together with a kay, and He created man. So you see here that at the creation of man, of Adam HaRishon, there was a cloud. So too, when the Jews are leaving Egypt and the new Adam is being created, there's a cloud. We have in the Targum Yonas ben Uziel, V'anan Yikara Havenachis Mitros Karsi Yikara. And a cloud came from under the Kisei HaKavod, Bubara Hashem Elokim Yas Adam, and creates man, and God creates man. So we see that the Anani HaKavod came down, L'tzerach B'yosu Shal Adam. And we also see this In the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah and Daf Yud Aleph, there it says that in the Mishnah, that when you build a sukkah has to be made from a davar sheino makabel tuma. Yud Aleph Hamid Beis, Minani Mili, Amarish Lokish, Ve'ed Yala Min Ha'aretz, Ma'ed Davar Sheinu Mekabel Tum Ve'Gidulo Min Ha'aretz, Apsuka Davar Sheinu Mekabel Tum Ve'Gidulo Min Ha'aretz. So just like this aid is not Mekabel Tum, this mist that came from the earth is not Mekabel Tum, and comes rises from the ground, so too the roofing of the sukkah has to be something that's not mekabel tuma and grows from the ground. And then the Gemara says, okay, that's very good according to the Mandei Ranani HaKavod Hayu. So then you see that the sukkah was made from ananim, which is eino mekabel tuma. That's derived where? From Ve'ed Yalam in Ha'aretz. So you see that the sukkah that we have, amazing, the sukkah that we have is modeled after the sukkah that was made when Adam was created, after those clouds. The cloud of Adam, the cloud of the sukkah, is modeled after the cloud of Adam Arishan, if you hold that sukkahs are Anani HaKavod. But you see that you have a cloud at the creation of Adam Arishon, a cloud at the creation of man when we're leaving Egypt. And one is derived from the other. And the question is, what are Anani HaKavod doing at the birth of Adam Arishon? The Gran Aderes Eliyahu brings for Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer that when the Jewish people are osim mitzvah shel makom, shosin mimayim elyonim. It was man she'ein osin, shosim imayim tachtonim. When the Jews are doing the will of Hashem, then we drink from the upper waters, from the holy waters. And when we're not doing the will of Hashem, then we only get the lower, more physical waters. But if we're doing the will of Hashem, we get from the higher, more spiritual waters. And he writes, the reason is because mipnei she'Yisrael mechaverim shemayim ve'aretz b'maaseihem. Because the Jewish people connect heaven and earth in their deeds, hanei osim, that are proper. Az yoridu hagishamim milamala, v'imlav netzarim milamala. Since we connect heaven and earth with our deeds, we bring rain from above. And if not, they are stopped, v'atzaris ha'shamayim. The rain is stopped from above. And that's what it says, v'adam ayin lavod es ha'adam, es ha'adama. It's all the grass speaking. And man had not yet worked the earth. Kamola avdo l'shamra. That's the serving Hashem. La'avdo l'shamra avodas v'shamakom. B'lachein eid yale min ha'aretz. And therefore this mist will come up from the earth. V'pnei shelo haya schus masim l'horet ha'gishamim milamala. There was no merit of the deeds to bring the rain down from above. So the mist came from the ground, the clouds drank from the lower waters. It wasn't the higher waters, it was the lower waters. So when we're doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, then we have rain from the Mayim Elyonim. And when we're not, like at the creation of man, when there was nobody yet around to serve Hashem, there was no schus, so therefore it came from the earth. The water came from the lower waters, and not from the higher waters. So that's the Gra. So in order to explain the Gra, you have to be makdim what it says in Maseches Pesachim, that these 26 Kili Olam Chazdos of Halal Gadol are connected to 26 Doros from Adam Arishon until Matan Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu satiated them with his chesed, v'v'chinas oseh chesed chinam b'chol dor, shlo haya lehem schus ha-maisim, that they didn't have schus of maisim. So for 26 generations, they had a free ride. But for Matan Torah on, Yicholim Liskos B'masim and Ha'osim B'ofen Kabbalah Schar. Raman Torah Nan, we can be zoche with our good deeds in such a way that we're makabel schar. Aval b'li chesed chinam lo yavol lidei schar leolam. Kogon katan asamuch al shulchan aviv, shochol nama de kisuf adaita shi yagdil v'yasamuch al shulchan atzma. Aval mi yafarnesu osu achshav b'chinam le'yamar ragud leolam. So first the Jewish people are like a child. A child needs to be fully supported by his parents, and then he can stand on his own 2 feet. So to the Jewish people, they get 26 generations where we were supported, where we didn't earn it, and then we got the Torah. Now we can stand on our own 2 feet, and we have to earn our keep. That's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was zan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu satisfied the 26 Toros bechazda, with the chesed chinam, that we were bechinas katon until Matan Torah. Until Matan Torah, we were like a child, and we needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to support us, and we were supported for free. We didn't have to do anything. We didn't have to keep mitzvahs. We didn't have to earn our keep. And then comes Matan Torah, and Matan Torah says, okay, now you're on your own. You have to earn it. God's still there with you, but you have to earn your keep. So now it's not Bechinam anymore. So that apparently is what the Gra means. That the matzav of Adam Ayin, before Briyas Adam, comes from the Chesed Chinam. Adaita dekra de'achrav. In other words, the Adam Ayin man hadn't yet served Hashem. He hadn't yet worked the earth. What does it work the earth mean? La'avdo l'shamra, meaning man had not yet served Hashem. That's la'avdo l'shamra, mitzvah say, lo say. And that's adaita, that's with the knowledge in mind of the pasuk that comes next, v'yitzar Hashem elokim es ha'adam, that man, God, Hashem's going to create man, and then man's going to stand on his own 2 feet, he's going to serve the borei, and he's going to be bekavel a shefa b'torah schar. Aval ad shalom nivra hutzrach l'mayim tachtayna. Lalos lahashkos es ha'adam. But before man was created, he needs the lower waters to water the earth, to come up and water the earth. And this is like a time that man isn't yet doing ratzon ha'makom, because we don't have merits yet. So in other words, before the creation of man, we obviously don't have any merits. So there we need a special favor from God to bring up the clouds from the earth. And then we're drinking from the mayim ha'tachtonim, where we hadn't yet earned it. So here we're getting a free ride, so to speak. So that's what the Gra means when he says that now at this point we're drinking the mayim ha'tachtonim. B'lachein eid yalam el aretz, v'pnei shelo haya schus maisim l'horet ha'gashamim l'mala. We have to drink from the earth because we don't have the merit of the deeds yet to drink from above. Meaning from the mayim elyonim, from the more spiritual waters. When it talks about in the Gemara, all the haflagas, if you learn the Seches Tainis, you know all the haflagas it says about rain, it's like Briyas Shemayim Ba'aretz, it's like as great as the day of Matan Torah. So that's talking about the water coming Mayim Elyonim, not just your regular standard rainfall. So that's only when man has merits. When man doesn't have merits, so then you need the Mayim HaTachtonim, like before Adam was created, and he was created from these clouds that came not in his merit, obviously, and from water that was not in his merit. So the Mayim HaTachtonim are nurtured from a very deep source. That it's not schus, it's not chov, it's a chesed chinam, and so too it says, v'chanosi es asher achon, afa pi she'enu kedai, v'yadu ashechein v'chesed, v'chein v'chinam, yesh lam shorish mishutaf, right? We, v'chanosi es asher achon, I'm going to grant whoever I'm granting to, so even though you're not kedai, because chein and chesed have the same, have a common root, right? Chein and chinam, not chesed. Chein and chinam have a common root, and that's v'chanosi es asher achon, that even though you're not worthy, I'm still going to be kind to you. And that's the makor of the mayim ha'tachtonim. And that's also the makor of bereishis. We don't have any merits before the world was created. But the mayim elyonim are b'schus talia milsa, are in the merit of, are come in our merit. They depend on our merit. So the anhag of chesed chinam, Materes atzma leketrugim lefisha, shemitzara meshpia. So when you have this chesed of chinam, so that arouses this opposition, this prosecution, because mitzara meshpia looks like you're just giving stuff out for free, and then the makabel has nahama de kisufa, he has this bread of embarrassment, and therefore it's mushba bitzina, in a private way. meaning that the Tahom from the depths comes up, and there's this mist that comes up, and then there's precipitation, and then the water falls on the dust of the earth, and man is created. But it's not done in the normal way, like rain falling from Shemayim. So again, this creation of Adam was done in a more tsanuadik way, it was done in a more hidden way. It wasn't the usual way of raining from above, but rather the whole thing came from below. The mist came from below, and then there was water, and man was created. So it's not ma'or, the mekatrigim. And so it was done in a roundabout, hidden way. However, the pischa and peh for these ketrugim were only lefisha, because when the katan becomes a gadol, he's going to be samach al shulchan atzmo, and then it's going to be mitgale that the pazranus was be'emet hashka'a mechukemet, and the nama de kisufa was the hefech of lechem shel kavod. What's going to be revealed is that the pazranus, this being especially generous, was a wise investment. Why was it a wise investment? Because then the katan is going to be samach al shulchan atzma. He's going to earn his keep. And then ahamad kisufa is going to turn into lechem of chesed. This, the bread of embarrassment, is going to turn to chesed. And the mayim atachtonim, there were sovel hashpalos, the lower waters, that are right now not in such a honorable position, are going to be revealed as a mayan of kavod, as the spring of honor. And then these anane kavod are going to cover the cradle, so to speak, of Adam Arishan, when Adam Arishan goes from Ayin to Yesh, from a low place to a high place. And that's the kavod. So again, you have this shiflus. The shiflus is that man is created without any merits. And there's an embarrassment of Nama de Kisufa, of the bread of embarrassment, that he's just being created without having earned it. And this rain is coming, this mist, this water, it's coming up from the ground, from a low place. So it starts off, V'hayare shischa mitzar, we can quote the pasuk, your beginning was very small, V'acharitzcha yishge me'od, but your end was very great. And that's man. In the end, it ends up being covered, right? This mist turns into anane akavod. Right? That's what we saw at the outset. That when man was created, there were also clouds of glory, right? There are clouds of glory when we leave Egypt. And there are also clouds of glory at the creation of man. Ve'ed yalem and aretz v'hishyos kol p'nei adama. And from there we learn the din of sukkah. Anani akavet. And we saw in the Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel, Va'anan yikara havad nachis mitchos kursei yakira. And the anani akavet came from the kisei akavet. For the tzarech b'riyaso shel Adam. Why? Because it turns into a great kavod, because now Adam is going to earn his keep. So it started out very low, that man was created b'chinam. Chein chinam b'chanoisi asesherachem, even though he's not kedai. B'chanoisi asesherachem means I'm going to be kind to man even though he's not worthy. And then vayter, he's going to become very worthy because I'm going to give him these gifts. Maybe he's going to become very worthy because after I give him the gifts, he's going to earn his keep. And that's going to bring the greatest kavod. So this turns into anane kavod. And that's what happens when the shiflus turns into kavod. Umimamakei tehom kol mevaser v'yomer atestagel ba'adam kamoshehu. Ela kamoshe yachol yos kishi yigdal v'yetzim en hakoach al hapoach. So don't look at man as he is now. Look at man as he's going to be. Mimitzayrei shiso l'niskovius acharisa. From his smallness at the beginning to his sublimeness at the end. And therefore he's already royally covered now, because you're looking at his future, where he's going. The man is going to a place where he's going to earn it.
אבל לא ייתכן לברוא את האדם כי מתוך אותו מעיין של כבוד, שכן עייר פרע אדם יוולד. ואילו לשנן הכבוד מלאו ומעשה כל הדרך היה טובה חלילה בתית שפוסה. But you have to create man with this cover, with this potential. Because man is created like a wild donkey. And if not for the yanei hakavod that accompany him the whole way, he could, chas v'shalom, be buried in his shiflus. And now he's riding on a cloud. He's riding on the clouds of glory, of kavod. And he can go up to Shemayim. And that's also the inyan of an yanei hakavod of Chag HaSukkos. That they returned after the Chet HaEgel, and they returned to the Simchas HaSlicha on Yom Kippur, like we know from the Gran Shir HaShirim, that that's when we celebrate Sukkot, is after we were forgiven on Yom Kippur. So 4 days later, we start building the Mishkan, and the Anani HaKovet come back. So that's the idea of man's greatness, man's potential. We see that when man was created, he was created with the Anani HaKavod. And then this Kavod accompanies man as he's being created and leaving Egypt. And then the Anani HaKavod leave and come back after he does tshuva after the Chet HaEgel. Now, B'shas Gulas Yisrael Mimitzrayim, V'hi Briyas Adam Tekedusha, Hayu Eiromim Min HaMitzvahs, V'hoher B'yadim S'chus Shabavur Yigalu. They're redeemed from Egypt. Man of Kedusha is being created. And they're naked from mitzvahs. And they don't have a merit for which they can be redeemed. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them 2 mitzvahs, Pesach and Milah. And that's Bechinas Chinuch, just like you're mechanich a kid from mitzvahs until he gets older. Without Taryag, you can't reach your final goal. You can't become the Adam de Kedusha. So in the meantime, they needed Chesed Chinam. So the chinuch that they have in the meantime was Pesach and Milah. That's what got them started. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts us off with Chesed Chinam. And we give Chesed back. So Zacharti la Chesed Nuraich, that we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he does Chesed for us before we receive the Torah. That he keeps us going, and we do chesed for him. We follow him into the midbar. And then by Yisro b'nei Yisrael Sukkos, Meiram say Sukkos, Tamanus chafiyu shivas anane yikara. Ve'im anane yakavet shal yadim huftuchu b'osu chesed chinam. These are the anane yakavet through which they were promised. That now they're going to be makabel the Torah, right? We know that the whole concept of the chesed chinam is afterwards you're going to earn it. So when you're a katan, it's a free ride. It's an all expenses paid trip until you're 22. Once you're 22, now you're on your own. Until then, it's an all expenses paid trip. And that's what Hashem's giving us here. Right now, it's all expenses paid, but you're going to earn it. So already giving you the covet when you start, because we know that ultimately you're gonna earn your keep. And we went from Ramses, which is a city of Avdus, of Shiflas, Sukkosa, Sukkos, Anani HaKavod. And that's the first step from Sheba to Geula. And we deserve these Ananei HaKavod because we're going to a place now that we're going to earn our keep. So we already deserve the Kavod now. And it could be we needed 7 clouds, as it says in the Targum, in contrast to, in parallel to the 7 weeks from the Yetzia till Matan Torah. That every week was a Madrega in their Aliyah from Shiflus to Kavod. Went from the Shiflus, from the lowness of Mitzrayim to Kavod. It's like man goes from the lowness of not being worthy before he was created and being created and ultimately being very worthy and earning it. Shira Chadasha Shibchu Geulim Mikime Me'afra Dala Hoshivim Nedivim. So we have this great new song. We go from the lowest place, from the Afar Dal, to sit with the Nedivim, the Chash of people. I'm going to free you, and I'm going to give you Kavod. That's what Hashem is doing for us here. He's taking us out of the shiflus, giving us the seven clouds, connected the Shiva Anani HaKavod, and bringing us to Geula. Uchol dor v'dor chayv adam liris es atzmo kilu yotzim emitzrayim. Kiris es harambam leharos atzmo kilu yotzim emitzrayim. And the yikar in this re'iyah, liros atzmo, leharos atzmo, is the kavod. Kol ma she'amru al inyan acheris b'avoydes hachag, u'al tzad hakavod. Shekein kol inyanei avdus hashpolehen, v'acheris hi hakavod. So what are we trying to do? Trying to show ourselves that we're leaving Egypt, that means kavod. Because the avdus is shiflus, you're low. And the freedom is kavod. It's the opposite. And we have this has to stay in our mouth, this taste has to stay in our mouth all year long. That we know that we're mechubadim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. U'bachar bana mikolam, v'nasalan was torasa. And somebody who didn't taste this doesn't taste freedom in his life. Mishalotam, tam zelotam, cheres miyamav. And all of a person's hanhagas and his drachim, he has to remember that he's part of the Amen Echbar and he has to be Makadish this Hashem. Ve'omer li avdi Yisrael asher b'cha espar. That God glorifies in us. O'v'chein neilech likra sachak shumoit shel yitzira. We're going towards Pesach, and when we read the parashiyos also, the creation of creation, what are we creating? Kavod. Shekhen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tov Yatzar Kavod Lishmo. God who's good created Kavod for his name. And we also create Kavod L'Shem Shemayim, and that's our Cheres. So that, sweet friends, is the Avod of Sukkos. The Avod of Pesach, also of Sukkos, but also of Pesach. To go to this place of freedom. V'yisu b'nei Yisrael miram se sukkos is chafiyu shivas anane yikara. These shivas anane yakavod. That accompany us as we go from the shiflus to the tcheiris, from the low to the high, just like at the creation of Adam, this cloud, the mayim atachtonim, and then it turned into anan yakavod, like in the targum, for anan yikara have nachis mitchos karsa yikara. There was a cloud of glory that came down from the kisei yakavod uvara Hashem elokim yas Adam, and God created man, and we learn from this cloud, the cloud, the anan yakavod of Sukkos. So, sweet friends, this is Mamish Pile Plos to teach us the Avod of Pesach, to know that we're created for Kavod. And that's man, the Madhu Rishona, and the man, the Madhu Rishni, recreated at Pesach, at Yitzis Mitzrayim. And we should take a bizochem et Hashem to feel the Kavod, to live the Kavod. Bizocha that should all be l'shem Shemayim. Tov yatzar kavod l'shmo should be l'shem Hashem, and he should become v'nigla kvod Hashem. He should reveal his glory to the earth. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.